member of the person who died told authorities that they went to the home on Cherry Street to find several doors open or unlocked and that the lock on the garage was cut off and replaced. Numerous items were missing. Deputies found surveillance footage from another house that showed two men coming to the home several times and leaving with a large white bag each time. Deputies recognized the men in the video and contacted them. In the back of 37-year-old Joshua Miller's truck was the same white bag with all the items. During a patrol on Saturday, Santa Rosa police officers noticed two men that appeared to be loitering on Sunset Avenue. After contacting them and a probable cause search, police found a concealed, loaded .45-caliber handgun on 22-year-old Santa Rosa resident Jose Rubio, who is a convicted felon. He was arrested. The other individual was a juvenile who was taken home and handed over to his parents. Democrats Adam Schiff, Katie Porter, and Barbara Lee, along with Republican Steve Garvey, will all take the stage tonight for the first debate for the seat vacated by the late Senator Dianne Feinstein. The debate starts at 6 p.m. live from the University of Southern California. In sports, Stanford women's basketball coach Tara Vandeveer is now the all-time winningest coach in college basketball with 1,203 wins. And your forecast. Today, scattered showers with a high around 60. We could get a quarter inch or so with some of the heavier downpours. Tonight, just a slight chance of a shower, mainly dry. Lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, patchy fog, then mostly cloudy, with a high, again, around 60. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Boren Tallon.
Hi, I'm Rachel, ultrasound technologist for Sonoma Vein. I see patients with leg symptoms such as swelling, cramping, achiness, heaviness, restless legs, itchiness, or pain. The most common thing patients say is they didn't know their symptoms could be treated and covered by their insurance plan. We pride ourselves on making patient visits convenient and educating them on what the procedures entail. Patients initially have an ultrasound, then consult with the doctor who reviews results and develops a customized treatment plan. Then Sonoma Vein handles the authorization process if their insurance requires it. My favorite thing about working here is developing relationships with our patients and getting to know them on a personal and professional level. I love seeing patients throughout their treatment say how much their legs have improved and how much better their quality of life is. If you have symptoms such as swelling, cramping, achiness, heaviness, itchiness, pain, or restless legs, Sonoma Vein would love to care for you. Call Sonoma Vein 636-8346 or visit sonomavein.com.
In Sonoma County, community matters, and the spirit of neighborly care and compassion is embraced at 707 Plumbers. Here's Matt Duncan, the owner.
Beyond fixing leaks and unclogging drains, we understand that behind every plumbing issue is a family's comfort and peace of mind. That's why we approach every job with expertise and genuine empathy. We're here to lend a helping hand to our neighbors in need. We listen, we understand, and we work diligently to restore harmony to your home. Building relationships matters to us. Your satisfaction and tranquility are at the core of what we do. Because in this close-knit community, your home is our shared priority. When plumbing troubles arise, reach out to 707 Plumbers at 707-292-2262. Let us demonstrate how care and compassion can transform your plumbing experience.
707 Plumbers, your neighbors, your friends, committed to bringing comfort and peace back to your home. Online at 707plumbersinc.com.
102.7 The Wolf, it's Rick Michaels. So first it was Netflix cracking down on the membership sharing, and now it looks like Costco is aiming to crack down on membership sharing as well. They got a new scanner or something that's going to be at the store entrances, and that'll be their latest effort to crack down on the membership sharing.
wise. See, you could wipe off that grin. I know where you've been. It's all been a pack of lies. And I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord. Well, I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Oh, Lord.
The Wolf. We'll be right back. expanded our reach. The Wolf is now on two frequencies on your FM radio.
I just think it sounds really cool.
We're still on 102.7, but you can also listen on 102.5.
I get to listen to you no matter where I am.
That's right. Check out what you've been missing in Petaluma.
You guys are the best.
102.7, and now also at 102.5. The Wolf.
Still got some wet conditions out there as we roll up on 8 o'clock. It's starting to pick up a little bit, too. Let's get another update on the roadways from the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's your Wolf Traffic Watch.
A major closure in the North Bay. Traffic sponsored by Lowe's. Highway 121 is shut down between 8th Street and Shellville. and Highway 37 thanks to flooding. They expect that to be closed for several hours. Use Lakeville trying to get down to 37 or Watmaw Road or Napa Road across the top of Sonoma there and avoiding Highway 121. We've also got a 49-minute commute in store for you super commuters heading for Marin southbound on 101. There's a lot of stop and go now once in Marin between Roland and the Civic Center. During MVP's bonus days at Lowe's, save $20 on 5-gallon ceiling paint or primer by HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams. Because Lowe's knows savings, Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. I'm Mark Nieto. That's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Behind.
what you need to know. News and Wolf weather. Weekday mornings on 102.7 The Wolf.